join your Bethel family for the Power of God Revival 2017, Wednesday, October 25th through Friday, October 27th, 7 p.m. nightly at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come fellowship with us as our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. delivers an impactful word from God each night. We'll also be led in praise and worship by a powerful music ministry. Prayer precedes each service at 6 p.m. So come out so you can tap into the power of God.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. I don't like that order. So whenever I quote this verse, I say, when I was a child, I thought as a child, because thinking comes first, and then understanding comes second, and then speaking comes last, because speech is really the essence of what you're understanding and thinking. Children can get away with everything. There are two classes of people that can say whatever they want to say. One is children and the other are seniors, particularly those over 70. Children will look at you and say, that's an ugly shirt. And you go, oh, stop it. You don't know what you're saying. Then that person that's 80 will say, child, that shirt looks horrible. Why don't you take it off? And you say, oh, okay, mother, okay, father. But if someone says it at 30, you cuss them out. Well, you ain't got to wear it. That's why I'm wearing it, because I like it. You see, because you excuse the innocence in one and the half-zimers in the other. I said half. Let's move on. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, they're resistant to change. When you get to a certain age, you're resistant to change. You start holding on to what you have, and you think any change is a threat to you. That's why, at a certain point in a relationship, there is the inevitable metamorphosis of the relationship as it begins to become something else. The three stages of marriage are leaving, cleaving, and weaving. But each one, you graduate into each one through a series of events that challenges what you've been through in the stage. You see, most people don't make it through the cleaving. It is during the cleaving stage that you begin to find out things about your spouse that you don't like, and then it facilitates your ability to leave. But once you've reached that woven state, see, if you can hang in there with the cleaving takes anywhere, depending upon your socialization, how you were raised, cleaving can take anywhere from 8 to 15 years. Because there's a lot to be purged. There's a lot to come out of you. There's a lot of neurosis. There's a lot of psychosis. There's a lot of schizophrenia. There's a lot of conflict internally. There's a lot of things that we've recessed, that we place down. We bring them to the marriage, but during the leaving stage, that's the exciting stage. That's the get your apartment, get your house, get your furniture. Go to Raymore and Flanagan, get your furniture. You know, that's the fun stage. You know, even, you know, just enjoying life. Child, I just love my boo. But then when you get into the middle of the cleaving stage, your boo becomes your bum. Now you wish your boo was a ghost, which means don't be here as much. But if you can hang in there, because most divorces take place during the cleaving stage, because what happens is the cover is pulled off. You start seeing that, you know what, all that stuff I married ain't who I'm living with. See, brother, when you were dating her, you were getting veal cordon bleu every time you visited. You didn't have one fast food coupon. You stopped to buy fast food. They said, my man ain't eating no fast food. Here, put your feet up. You sit here and relax, and you go, yeah, let's get married. And then you get to that cleaving stage, and it's like, what's for dinner? Colonel Sanders, there's coupons on the table. I got to go get my nails done. Well, it's not that she's a wicked person. It's just that during the cleaving stage, other things get in the way that take you off that emotional honeymoon. Well, with God, it's the same way. When you first got born again, God answered your prayers right away, kept the devils off of you, walked you through fire. fiery trials, walked with you over your watery life. He kept you from falling, kept you standing and being strong in the Lord. But then there's a time when God said, you got to handle this. I ain't showing up all the time because I'm letting you know that there's a word inside of you. And these light afflictions are not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to come out of you. And you can make it. Paul said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. We don't fight with fleshly things. Though we walk in the flesh, though we live in a body, we don't fight with these things. You can't punch the devil. You remember that play, your arms are too short to box with God? Well, they're too short to hit the devil. Come on, swing. You go to some Pentecostal church, hit the devil, kick the devil, slap the devil. And the devil just sitting there right inside of him. Well, you got to slap yourself. For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, my brothers and sisters, as we get to the nitty-gritty of this particular sermon, I need you to understand that the strongholds, and you know I always use as an example, the left side is the worldly side, and the right side is the eternal or supernatural side. So if you are not accustomed to me doing this, when I say over here, I'm talking about those worldly things that are subject to your fleshly passion. And when I make reference to this side, I'm speaking of those things that are supernatural that don't depend upon your passion nor your understanding. Paul says that our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds that were built here. See, when you became born again, you brought with you your strongholds, your insecurities, your fears, your distrust, your doubt, your anger. You know how many people are angry in here right now? That's why it's so warm, because you're hot, you're mad, you're angry. You're angry. You're angry because someone did something to you. Someone said something to you. I'm in therapy because caregivers need care. So I sit with my therapist, and I made sure that when I went to therapy, I made sure that I did not get a Christian, because I didn't need somebody giving me scripture, because who the heck going to give me scripture? So I don't need that. I don't need to hear, well, you know, praise the Lord. I got them for that. So I got a person who was not necessarily born again, and I wanted a woman because I felt that in therapy I needed mothering. Because of my type A personality, if it was a man, I'd clock him, I'd challenge him, I'd fight him, I would not let him into the secret places of my heart. So my doctor is a female who's Italian. Now, if you know anything about Italian and Jewish mothers, you get mothered. But Dr. Zecca likes to talk to me and share me with me. Now, we go through certain things, and she knows of my psychological background and training, so it's kind of easy for her when she makes references about certain things because I understand them, and we go through certain exercises, and when we go through those exercises, stuff comes out of me that I have buried for 30 years, all my life. I did not know it was there. I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm sanctified. I have a mighty burning fire. I am running on to see what the end is going to be. And she sits there with me and in her professional fashion helps me to see that there's stuff preventing me from being all God needs me to be. She knows I pastor. She knows everything about me. I hold nothing back. She knows of everything, my anger issues, my neurosis, my psychosis. She knows it, and she gives me the reason for why it's happening. You see, beloved of God, Paul says that we have these strongholds that, like me, they were developed in you so many years ago, and they're preventing you from functioning over here. You've been binding a devil, but it's not a devil. It's an internal issue that needs to be exposed. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to confess it to everybody. I can confess it to my doctor because we have laws of confidentiality. She can't tell me nothing or I'm going to be rich next week. So he says that they're mighty through God. Now notice what he says, because this is the key. to the spiritual, supernatural walk. And we desire to be there. I know you do because you see it on TV. You watch TBN. TBN is so beautiful in its Hollywood presentation. What they present to you makes you desirous of it. Like they will never present you losing. They will never present God not answering. Because of who we are as Pentecostal believers, we adopt that behavior and we think it's going to happen over here in this realm. All right, and because I'm living, like he said, I'm in the flesh, but my goal is to live there. I literally have to live in the best of both worlds. So in order to make this scripture valid, I got to go over there, get what I need, and bring it back here. The peace that I want is over there, so I got to bring it from over there to over here. The joy that I need is over there, because the joy over there cannot be quenched by anything over here. But the joy over here can be quenched by things in here. So I go over there to get my joy, and I bring it back over here in the natural. And so you can't take my joy, because my joy is not from here. My joy is from there. That's what causes me to praise the Lord when bad stuff happens here, because my joy is over there. That's what causes me to give God thanks when I don't understand what's going on here, because my hope is over there. Everything that I am is over there. But how do I get there? Week after week, you come here, you find a parking space, you drag yourself into this building. Most of you sit in the same area. You sit with the same people. You have the same body slump. You have the same mind. You know exactly what's to do, what's going to happen, because you've been here so often. And yet, there's no excitement in your walk with God. But when I read the Bible, everybody God called, he excited them, because they didn't know what he was going to do. They didn't know what he was going to do the next day. Abraham's walk with God was so great that every time God revealed himself to Abraham, Abraham built an altar. He built that altar so he could say, I can remember what God did for me back there. See, the thief comes to steal your memory. Your memory of what God has done is what will bring you through. It is you understanding that our God is the only constant in an ever changing world. God is a present help in the time of trouble. God is the supernatural healer, and nothing can stop him.
If you believe, for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
8317A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.